Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Balls Out Sports Talk. I am Chris. That is Dennis with his eyes closed. And our producer, Vinny. What are you doing over there?
Rolling my neck. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. It's two hours of fun-filled excitement.
Is that it right there? That's what
I got to get prepped. That's my prep work.
Okay, that's my prep work. I've noticed that's what you do before every show.
Come on. Don't worry about it.
You noticed the way he came in talking crap because he'd listen to some Ice Cube.
I don't want to repeat the word he used, but he was acting very tough. He was a tough guy.
Don't stop, get it. Just get back into it.
A lot of sports this weekend
that happened, and a lot of stuff to talk about.
Just a little bit.
We should be able to kill about an hour or so.
I was thinking about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
I mean, I'm tired. You had a tournament this weekend?
No, just games.
Two games. Yeah. Same team.
No, that was a weekend.
Okay, how did it go for you? Quickly, how did it go for you?
We tied 2-2 on the first day. Yeah. We were actually up 2-0. And then they got a free kick outside the box, hits the crossbar, comes down. Obviously nobody on my side. Keeper thinks it crossed the goal line. The referee said it did. What am I going to do? I don't think either person was in position to see it. So they gave him a goal, and then that gave the other team a little bit of energy. Plus, one of my players actually got hurt and didn't say anything, so then she couldn't recover in order to help prevent the goal. So
that particular goal,
yeah. So okay. end up that's why it ended up 2-2.
Gotcha.
No instant replay technology.
No, I wish we did. You know, I wish it was like a buzzer, anything, just anything.
The U.S. lost to Mexico,
and
apparently. That was a home game for Mexico.
No, nothing wrong with that. I mean,
there
was
like 90-something thousand.
6-1-1 against the U.S. at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
90-something thousand.
Yeah, it was like 93,000.
And somebody that went told me more than three-quarters was pro-Mexicano.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, the Mexican population is very huge in the L.A. area. It was the Rose Bowl, so I mean, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
And you'd have to play the game in Boise if you want an overall.
You know, I mean,
U.S.
The Mexican populace. Yeah, something like that. Populace obviously takes to the sport a lot more than the Americans do. So, but 93. If it was 93,000 and 40,000 roughly Americans, or let's say 35 pro Americans, that's not bad.
What? But aren't they making their money here? The fans? Aren't they working and living here?
They could have drove
from wherever.
Okay.
I mean, anybody checking?
No.
No.
You got your ticket, come on in.
Okay.
I mean, so, and then yesterday we played again, and we actually won yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
This is the first win we've heard about in a while.
Yeah, it feels like it. It's only been a couple of weeks. Feels like it. Yeah, we won 1-0, so there you go.
Vinny, coach anything this weekend?
Did you
coach anything?
Yeah. Coach my roommate / mom how she can wheel herself around a little better.
Oh, okay. Good job, Eddie.
So you gave her some walker training.
Good job, Eddie. Any movies?
Actually, I did go to a movie. Friday.
Oh, you went to a movie.
Can I guess? Friday. Yeah, go ahead.
It would be the one on Mars.
That's right. I told you I was probably going to go to that. So, yes. The Martian is what it's called.
Okay. Quickly. Did you like it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you love it?
I don't know about love, but yes,
but
I mean,
the, you,
I like
you
the enough that I would tell you that, hey, if you want to go see a movie, go see The Martian.
Okay, I'm not going to go. It has to come to me.
But
it was a well-made movie from beginning to end.
I enjoyed it a lot. It is in the ballpark of Gravity. I mean,
I never saw Gravity.
If you like Gravity, it's in that ballpark.
I heard Gravity was terrible, but the visual was outstanding.
Yeah, well, I think this is
different. Is this a better story?
Yeah, I think it's a better story overall. But I like
that.
About
him
as
an actor, he's become a pretty damn good actor.
I think he's good. I mean, I think he's Matt Damon in a lot of stuff. I mean, he's got that kind of smart alecky Boston attitude that comes through. But no, I like him. I mean,
he was kind of a loser in The Departed, actually.
Yeah, I don't remember his character in that, but
he was the bad cop.
Okay,
that gets off by Marky Mark at the end.
But you know, I liked him in the Bourne.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's it.
If you haven't seen it by now, yeah.
10-year-old
movie, if you haven't seen it.
But, yeah, he did a great job in the Bourne series and stuff like that. So I like him. I think he's a good, you know, good solid actor. But the movie's good. I would recommend it to anybody. It was an enjoyable movie. So, there you go.
Where do I go? How about you, Vinny? Any movies?
No.
No.
I did actually see one, but I completely forget what it was. You know what? I've been watching these horror movies that are... You know, being 31 Days of Halloween or something. Stuff like that.
Oh, you mean like, what do you mean, like Friday the 13th, Halloween, and things like that?
You know, I'm not a big slasher movie.
Oh, then what's a horror movie then?
You know, it's more like has to do with paranormal, ghostly activities.
Oh, so like...
paranormal activity.
But it comes under the horror.
No, but what is that, Poltergeist? And,
stuff like that.
What was the one that it was filmed crazily?
The Blair Witch
Project. Yeah, that one. Did you ever see it?
I did see it.
How was it?
I remember liking it. I didn't think it was as good as the hype, but I remember liking it.
I couldn't get into it, man.
Really? Yeah. That's what I remember.
With the camera moving all around. And
yeah, I'm not a camera moving all around kind of guy.
I understand.
I'm not.
I understand.
I like the camera stand still.
Yeah, there's a tripod, right? Put the freaking camera on the tripod.
Yeah, haven't we figured out how to keep that camera from moving?
Wow. Wow. Yeah. But, I mean, it was at the time, it was new.
It got her real fast.
Well, a lot of people still use it. I mean, they did it recently in some other movie. But, yeah, it was a new thing at the time. So, I don't know.
You know what? It came in with that MTV generation. They even made movies where they would just cut from scene to scene.
Right.
It's just very annoying.
You're showing your age now. Come on. Embrace
annoying newness. Annoying is annoying.
Embrace the newness. Embrace it.
Do you embrace newness?
I embrace all newness.
Do you?
Depends on what it is.
I mean, the majority of the new stuff. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not so stuck yet. I'm probably getting there, but I'm not there yet.
Okay. So you're not an old man like me? Not quite.
I mean, as a matter of fact, I've been listening to Spotify quite a bit lately.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's like Pandora or something like that.
Oh, and, it's not a group. That's a,
no.
It's a station?
No. Yes, essentially.
Did you know that, Vinny?
It's an app.
It's a group.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah,
but anyway, I've been listening to that, and I've been trying to choose like artists that...
Well, why don't you do Pandora?
Well, I just happen to be using Spotify.
Oh, okay.
But I've been trying to choose artists that you know, maybe I don't listen to a lot, and just trying to find new stuff to listen to. You know,
that's three hits in a row for the Dodgers off of Matt Harvey.
Yeah,
three in a row. So nobody out, bases loaded.
Now he needs to plunk somebody.
Oh, that. Well, we're gonna get into all of that.
It should be like five Rivers in a row.
Oh boy, that was a great base hit. We're gonna get into all of that plunking and what should be done. But
So I get to listen to a lot of my daughter.
So who do you plug in?
Just different people. Like, I mean, and it's not even necessarily new artists all the time either, such as, I don't know if you realize it or not, but Don Henley has a new CD out.
No, you told me. You said this to me.
It's called Cass Country. It's primarily a country style.
I wouldn't listen to it then.
Well, but see, I want to hear it, whether it's good or bad.
The country, I'm not interested.
Okay, I understand. But, I mean,
no, but it's all about me.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, he did a song with, like, Dolly Parton. He did a song with actually Mick Jagger's in there and stuff like that.
He did a country song with Mick?
Yeah, exactly.
Together.
Yes, together and some other artists. But anyway.
You know, if you listen to old Stones, there is a lot of country twang.
There is some, especially in Some Girls. They did a country song, strictly country song in Some Girls, the album. But anyway, so stuff like that too.
Another bass hit. That will score two.
But,
Oh, he is, oh boy, look at, he's going home.
It looks like that might
Where's
score
the
three.
Backup?
He didn't realize the ball was going to go to the third baseman.
This is 3-0. Great base hit. Wow.
But I get to hear a lot of music also because my daughter plays a lot of stuff, so I can hear it.
But you hang out with her enough to...
It's loud enough in my house, I can hear it.
Oh, really? You don't say, hey, turn the damn thing down?
It depends on what's going on. Yeah, yeah, I've turned it. I've had...
You know, you said this to me a while back, and you said, like, if somebody came out... Let's just say Journey was together, okay?
Okay.
And they put an album out. We wouldn't even know they put an album out.
No.
I don't even call, they don't even call it an album. Yeah. I mean, what do they call it now?
CD, or they... I don't know.
Most you hear their new musical
drop. How do they get their music out?
They don't anymore. It's either you got to know it's coming out, or you know,
iTunes. Or YouTube will screw you and put it on your freaking phone without you knowing.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, but iTunes is one way. YouTube is another way.
Why? I don't understand.
Strictly Fresno Radio will not play anything new from these bands. They just won't do it. So like Tom Petty within the last year has put out a new record.
We talked about that. Right?
And where did you hear it? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
So that's like one of the things I did on Spotify is I played, and if you're not on the premium, you can't hear it song for song. It'll shuffle it.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, at least I got to hear some of it. I mean, there's one or two songs that are okay. Yeah, there's nothing that great on it. But yeah, you don't get the opportunity to listen to the new Tom Petty record or the new... You know, even I know you don't like country, but new Don Henley record. You're not going to hear it here.
Okay, but you'll hear. Where will you hear?
You hear a lot of new country.
What's that?
You will hear a lot of country.
You might on the country station.
Okay, but where do you hear like a Journey if they came out or a Foreigner came out?
You're just going to have to know.
So, if you're in LA, you would hear it.
Possibly. I'll give you an example, and I don't know if it's still the case, but several years ago, I was in Las Vegas, and I was just listening to the radio in Las Vegas. And in a span of like 4 songs, I heard, and I may get them all wrong, but I heard like Night Ranger, their latest song. And this was only about 10 years ago. Like Night Ranger, I think Billy Idol, and maybe Sammy Hagar. Something like that, okay? And that was.
But you know, that was only 3. You said 4. I'm just.
I know, but I'm just.
But I mean, you did say.
Yeah,
four,
I know. I said in a span of 4 songs.
But you only gave 3, though.
I understand that. But anyway.
It bothers me.
Okay, well.
The fourth one must have been an oldie.
Yeah, exactly. It was an oldie. Okay. Oldie but good.
All right.
But anyway, the point is.
You promised 4 and you only delivered 3. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that?
It's, you know.
That's how these people are.
Exactly. Don't worry. But anyway, long story short.
Yeah.
You're making it long.
Get any longer.
Exactly.
Then he's holding his head.
In Vegas, at least, I got to hear him. Now, was any of the songs like, oh, I got to hear this again? No. But at least you got to hear
him. But I don't even care about that. Yeah. I think it really bothers me because we grew up with, you know, waiting for an album to come out.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
It's all about singles now.
But do you even listen to music on your radio?
Yes.
Or is it sports?
No, on my car radio?
Right, yeah.
I will not do any sports in my car anymore.
But what are you listening to? 95.
Well, believe it or not,
because they're going to play the old songs.
No, but believe it or not, I attach it to my cell phone and I do Pandora and I play the songs through Pandora that I want to hear. I mean, I don't know.
You probably got to click into classic rock or something.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, right now, because when I first got Pandora or started using Pandora, don't rush me, Dennis. I didn't realize when you put, let's say, Journey or Zeppelin, I thought it was...
It's obviously not.
Gotcha. So you know, I put Journey, and I just wanted to hear some Journey songs, you know, at the time.
Right.
And...
You usually get one, and then it'll go to whatever...
But like every
sounds
third
like
or
Journey.
Fourth song will be that
group
song. Okay, can I tell you something, though?
You can tell me something.
Thank you, Dennis. The other day, you know, talking about this is what I don't get. So, Pandora...
Wow.
Pandora is playing a Zeppelin song, even though I have Journey attached to the heading.
I gotcha.
So there's a Zeppelin song. Well, after the Zeppelin song, what song do you think I hear?
I'm going to guess Tesla.
A song from Air Supply.
Oh, there you go. Isn't that
is that them? So I go thumbs down on it. Not that I don't like the song, but it's I guess you're programming your.
You can start to maneuver.
Right. So I'm doing that. And I'm saying, well, I don't understand. How do you go from a Zeppelin tune, and then go? You know what would be next? an air supply.
You know, and it could be a situation where, because I don't know exactly how they do it, but maybe Journey, the members of Journey have said, these are the bunch of bands we like, and maybe they
is
just...
Is that how it works?
I don't know. I'm just saying. It might be something like that. But, you know...
I mean, air supply. I'm not making fun of it.
No, I understand. I understand.
I'm guessing these bands have no input into how...
Probably.
I mean, and again, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say, I mean, there's air supply songs that I remember in the 80s that I liked, you know?
Right.
And if I hear it, it's fine. I'm not going to it, though.
Yeah.
But these are the same songs you heard on classic rock stations.
Not air supply.
No?
No, Air Supply wouldn't be on...
Not classic.
You're talking about, the Fox. They won't play Air Supply.
No way.
But see, that's the thing about a channel like, or a station like the Fox. And that's a local classic rock station here.
In Fresno, California.
In Fresno, California. They don't alter their playlists, really. And I guess what I mean by this is...
If it's a Zeppelin song, it's the same...
Not just that.
Yeah, but that is.
Okay, I understand that. But listen.
That is.
If Led Zeppelin tomorrow dropped a brand new CD...
They can't play it.
They won't play it.
They can't play it.
They can if they want.
How can they? It's classic.
They just put it on.
No, but I'm saying... Well, see, with the term classic, to me, is it's stuff...
I understand what it means.
Now, you know what?
But what I'm saying
I think it also means classic band. So
see,
it's
that's
not just
the way
the song.
Okay,
be,
so
think.
You think it's classic band. See, I think more it's the classic song.
And I agree with your interpretation because it is the songs. It's not the band.
Yeah.
Because, like, and that's what drives me crazy. Is
because Tom Petty's songs would be out there.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, like, Tom Petty, that's an artist that they play a lot of music by. Yeah, sure, they stopped it around 89, I think, or whatever, you know, Full Moon Fever. They don't play much after that.
It's amazing how he knows albums. I mean, I couldn't tell you...
Not that guy.
Like, you know, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, I know Foreigner 4. You know, I know pretty much most of the... Like, Zeppelin's albums, Zeppelin 1, 2,
right.
3. I know that it is Zeppelin 1, 2, 3. But I couldn't tell you what's on any of those. Vinny could.
Right.
But it blows me away where you have...
Every now and then I get lucky.
No, but it's not lucky, but you do have that. I don't. And as much as I love that music, I want to know what album anything is on.
Gotcha. Well, that has Free Falling on it.
Were you a big album buyer or record?
Yes, I was.
Yes.
Yes.
You probably didn't buy...
He was.
I was. I don't as much.
I was for a while, too, but you probably didn't buy a lot of albums.
No, you know what? I honestly, I didn't. I thought, you know... I remember buying Tattoo You, and then I wanted to punch myself in the face.
It was
the worst album.
It really isn't that
it's
bad.
It's so bad.
That's awful.
I actually like a lot of it. Do you think he took too much time here? Watch this. They called him safe at first.
But
after Black and Blue, they haven't put out anything.
Vinny, Tattoo You is terrible. Yes or no?
That's my butt.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Okay, watch this. Watch this play. So he gets a tough play.
Yeah, he could have...
Wow.
He could have pivoted a lot quicker.
Ooh, that's a bang-bang play.
But anyway, that's what drives me nuts about a station like the Fox, is they don't promote the artists. And that's what I think they really should do, because how are you going to expand your music base
because
if you
don't
promote, you know, and yes, they'll eventually add some artists on there that, you know, like, I'll use the Black Crowes as an example. I think they play them now.
They do.
They
do.
But, so they'll expand their artists, of you know, slowly. But if Tom Petty comes out with a new disc, they should be playing that music. If Night Ranger comes out with something new, they should be playing
any
band.
But you're going with what Vinny is saying.
That's what I would prefer. That I think it's what you say, songs, but I would prefer...
Oh, you prefer what Vinny is
saying.
Because
how are you going to continue to increase your...
Yeah, because my whole thing is, you know, you'll hear Stairway to Heaven, you'll hear Immigrant Song, you'll hear Black Dog. It's almost like, oh, Zeppelin tune's coming up. It's like, okay, which one of those three is it going to be? I mean, and you know, you're making me hate these songs.
And then there's that one that was side B of
Hey, What Can I Do?
Yeah, that one.
See, I like that song too. But anyway, and that drives me nuts about Fresno
From
Radio.
From Janice, you hear Me and Bobby and McGee or Try.
It just...
Bob Seger, you'll hear Night Moves. You'll hear sometimes...
Turn the page
that Metallica took, and originally I hated it, but man, I really like the way they did it.
But yeah, I would like to see more wide open stations. It would be nice.
Okay.
So, but you know, I don't program here.
No, you don't.
I'd like to, though. That would be something I'd like to do.
Yeah.
And now 11 and a half minutes of straight sports talk for James Bitter.
And also, let's give a plug to Before 74, the house band there. Go to before74.com to get more information on that wonderful, wonderful band of ours that it was nice enough to play music for us.
Absolutely.
Dennis, the story in sports was the play at second base by Chase Utley. He took out Tejada. Let me first, did you see it live?
I did not see it
live.
I have seen it.
Okay, so what was your initial reaction? I just want to know, like...
Unfortunately, I was already tainted.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because I'd
okay,
already,
so what
I'd
did
already
you
heard. I thought I didn't think it was necessary. I thought it
okay.
was... I won't say it was dirty, but it was on the... That side of the coin. So
how about you, Vinny?
Thought it was full of crap.
Because he had his back to him.
You thought Chase Utley was crap?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Pete Rose's in 73 was bad, but at least his was a baseball type of play.
This is a baseball play. I totally disagree with you.
I know. That's the argument that can be made.
This is a baseball play, and you see this all the time.
Right,
and the problem
and
is...
Next year, they're going to start...
but this guy never tried to get to second base or anything. He's
okay, but Vinny, how many times have you seen a guy almost end up in left center and not even close to a bag? But here's what happened. Tejada got hurt.
He broke his leg.
Okay, if he did not get hurt and he just got up, this would not have been that big.
You know what? I think if the umpires didn't completely blow the call, it might be a little different, more baseball players. Because... Freaking Utley never touched the bag, and yet
so neither did Tejada.
And they still gave him a second.
But Tejada never touched the bag.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Oh, I saw the replay.
Okay, it all started with the second baseman giving him a bad feed. Now, Tejada should know Utley's coming down on him. Okay, so what he should have done is sacrifice that run and then forget about turning the two, just get that out there and get out. He has to know Utley's coming down on him. He has to know. Come on,
yeah,
man. That's
but
a baseball play.
I still think he could have done it differently. Yeah,
he
had his back to him.
Could he have done it differently? Of course he could have done it differently.
He should have.
But that's... Okay, so what about the guy for the Cubs that did that to the Pirates guy?
Well,
I mean, same exact thing.
I didn't see that play. Like,
and that actually was even worse. I think he ended up in left field.
No, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, there was no broken
leg
totally,
on that.
I totally disagree.
And
I
now
think
the Mets
it's a baseball
take care
play.
Of business. I don't know what they're waiting on.
Oh, they can't do it.
Utley's not
they
in the game for one thing.
No, number one, they cannot do it.
They have
Matt
to.
Harvey is pitching this game, so basically both sides were warned.
Hey, right now, he knows what his last pitch is going to be. That comes right at
look,
somebody.
Okay, if you want to do it on the last pitch, that's fine, but you can't do that.
Yeah, you know what? I say they wait for next season because these guys are not going to
you're
going to
see a bench-clearing brawl next year that nobody hits anybody and they just kind of
hold
each other.
What uniform Utley's got on? He's got one coming.
Oh, absolutely. Well, did you hear about a guy that he hit his teammate in practice?
I heard about it.
So this guy gets hit by this pitcher. I don't know what it was. And he gets traded, ends up getting on that team. So they're
who was that?
I forget who it was, but they're at practice, and then he beams and goes, "What the hell is that for?" He goes, "Oh, that happened for 2 years ago."
Yeah, I think they became like buddies after that.
I don't know, but I mean, you know, it's gonna eventually. It's eventually going to take care of itself. But
we'll see.
Me personally, I think it's a baseball play.
Yeah, you liked it? I think it's
no.
I think it was,
hold
I was,
on a second. Wait a minute.
I think it was overly
hold
aggressive.
Hold on. Let's just
overly
let's
aggressive.
Fix something here because I didn't say I liked it.
But you're saying it's a baseball play and you're supportive of it. No,
what I'm saying is if that is something that doesn't normally happen, then I would be outraged by it. But everybody's outraged because it's a playoff game. Guy got his leg busted. That's the only reason why this is a story.
It just looks dirtier than others.
It's a story.
Yeah, I mean,
just
there's
because
a,
of
there's
that.
A degree to it all. And I agree with Vinny. It looks worse than some of the other ones you see. It doesn't even look like he goes down until the very, very,
he's only intended to take out.
He looks like a football player at that point. He looked like he was coming.
I'm not.
And he went straight for his legs.
Yeah, but I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying to you is I've seen that. I've seen it.
I'm not saying I haven't seen it. I'm saying
okay.
that was
so. Here's
that
the thing.
On the
they
scale
took care. They
that
took care. They took care of the catcher situation. Take care of that. Then
they are.
Then
they should have been calling it already. He shouldn't have been fined or whatever. He shouldn't have been suspended for two games because
which
it's
is appealing.
Right. So,
so he can't
he could
play.
Have played today. I don't know why. He's
well,
not.
He because they like Kendrick in the lineup.
But next year, supposedly they're going to start calling that play. And so we'll see what happens, how they handle that. But it's something that's on the books that they just simply don't enforce. So yes, I don't think he should.
Well, there's a ton.
He shouldn't have been suspended.
Well, Dennis, there's a ton of baseball stuff they don't enforce.
Yeah,
there's actually a clock.
Yeah.
There's actually a clock that.
Right. This is one though that they're going to enforce starting next year. So we'll see. We'll see how it changes things.
You don't
but
sound
no.
like you believe him.
Was that?
You don't sound like you believe.
Well, it's like anything else. I mean, they got to start calling it.
You know, he's like from Missouri. You got to show me.
Yeah, show me.
You know what I'm saying?
Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me.
So the Dodgers have a 3-1 lead. Bases loaded for the Mets. And the Mets, just a ground out to Gonzalez, so a force play at home. So it's still 3-1 with two outs.
Oh, man, he was just reaching for that ball.
Well, he hit it to the correct side, by the way, but he just didn't get enough on it.
Yeah, he reached too far.
okay, with that being said, you're saying Harvey should go after somebody. I agree, but I totally disagree that it's the smart place to do it because this is game three.
No, you need outs, man.
And he's your best pitcher, okay. So you can't afford him to get thrown out.
Can you say that?
But I totally believe... Well, technically, he's their ace, but... Thor that pitched the other day had an outstanding
and
game. And
Smartigrad, whatever.
DeGrom. And that dude threw.
I think Harvey's out after this year.
Well, they're sick of his thing. And here, how does this look as a teammate? If you're a teammate, do you understand it? Did you have a meeting? All of us say, hey, there's a bigger prize at the end of this. We'll deal with Utley, you know, at a later time. And then everybody gives a pass to Matt Harvey. Understanding why
I would think something like that.
You would have to. Collins would have to.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, we all hate him. I hate him as much as any one of you do. But the last thing we need is for our pitcher.
Collins came out and said we're not doing anything.
Okay.
That's the one I got. You know, they got to get outs from. He said we're going to get outs. That's more important than trying to get this guy for right now.
Right.
And Utley's not going anywhere. He'll be in the league next year.
I don't know that too.
But Collins also said something to the effect that these things have a way of working itself out. Something.
Hence,
so,
you know.
Yeah. So at some point, there'll be some
something,
retribution.
Something.
Retribution.
Yeah. I mean, if I were Utley, I wouldn't order room service. I'd make sure
not here.
Go to my food. I go to the kitchen and see what the hell they're doing.
Right.
Exactly.
The Cubs, 8-4. Lead over the Cardinals. So, what is the series over there, Vinny? Is
1-1.
Okay, so it's and the Blue Jays beat the Rangers 8-4. So that is a 2-2 going to Game 5.
That's 2-1 Rangers.
I don't think so. I think that's going to Game 5. Dennis will. Oh my goodness!
So
that is clearing.
Here, right? Who hit it?
Matt.
That's good.
Oh, you know who it is? Curtis Granderson.
He just cleared.
Curtis Granderson. The Mets just took a 4-3 lead. Unbelievable. Wow, that is bad. Yeah, forced game five. Yeah, they...
So you got it?
Second straight road win to force decisive game five.
Well, Saturday I just watched a lot of freaking hockey, so I had no idea there were any of the sports going on.
The Royals score 5 runs in the top of the 8th inning and beat the Astros. They were down. So that is going to a Game 5 also. They were down 6-2, man. They ended up winning. What was it, the final in that, Vinny? Anybody? 9-6, I think, was the final in that game.
And right now, San Diego,
they are a tough out. In a playoffs, the Royals.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, the Astros, I don't understand. I mean, this team, you know, they had a chance of...
I mean, Keuchel sucked it up yesterday, didn't he?
Did he?
In Houston?
Oh, he did.
At home? What was he, 15-0, 16-0?
Oh, it's 15-0, yeah, 15-0.
Well, he wasn't facing the Yankees.
No, he's really good against your boys.
It's just the Yankees.
How do you feel about that?
That they're out?
Yeah,
so you got to do is get him on your team.
Exactly, there you go.
There was a great
how much money is he going to cost?
There was a grade given. I don't know if you saw that for a couple of the Yankees after this. playoff loss. Let me see if I can find that for you.
I think he wants to play something.
Okay, he can play.
Hey, Blog Talk listeners out there, we are getting ready to leave. So if you want to continue listening to the show, you need to go to ballsoutsportstalk.com. You can also go to Mixler.com, or you can download the show on iTunes or Stitcher.